Well, it's that time of month. I enjoy just sitting back and listening to Fran Lam and Heritage Highlights. Take it away, Fran.
Alexander Alex Asbury, born on November 2nd of 1861, was an African-American. A Republican politician who served one term in the 21st Texas Legislature in 1889. He was born in Wilderville, Texas in 1861, and he was educated at Hearn Academy and worked in the grocery store business. Although he failed to win election to the State House of Representatives in 1884, Robertson County voters elected him in 1888, the same year he served as a delegate to the National Republican Convention. While in the legislature, Asbury, a resident of Calvert, served on the county government and county finances and the Mining and Minerals Committees. He expressed interest in legislation designed to make railroad companies liable for livestock killed by their trains. And he also opposed racial segregation on railroad passenger cars. Alex Asbury also supported replacing the convict lease system with state prison farms. The convict lease system was a program that enabled the state of Texas to lease out convicts to work in various commercial operations. While the various companies that leased the convicts would pay an agreed-upon amount to the state per convict. The convict lease system operated under the radar screen of many who were shocked to later learn that the inhumane treatment, poor housing conditions, and meager food rations provided to these convicts was indeed a black mark on Texas history. This lease system was commonly used in the coal mines of Robertson County, one of the reasons that Alex Asbury was concerned about finding a remedy to these horrors. He lost the election for the state legislature in 1896 by only 21 votes. It is rumored that when he attempted to contest the election, an unfriendly white judge shot him instead of hearing his case. A committee in the 25th legislature also rejected his challenge, ruling that Mr. Asbury had failed to provide and follow proper contesting procedures. I'm Fran Lam, and this has been another edition of Heritage Highlights. To listen to this episode or other previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
And thank you, Fran Lam, for Heritage Highlights. We do that once a month. I'm Tom Turbeville. That's always a Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.